In Chicago, a bizarre trial is underway concerning a bizarre act allegedly performed by a recording artist who has sold more than 35 million albums. R. Kelly, prosecutors allege, performed and videotaped an act as degrading as it was sexual. He was in his mid-30s. The other person in the video, prosecutors say, was a teenage girl. 10 years later, he is on trial for child pornography. This week, the jury had to watch that 27-minute sex tape. Some members of the press watched it, too. Josh Levine is one such guy. He's covering the trial for Slate. Hey there, Josh.
Hey, how are you?
Good. R. Kelly's defense is really pretty simple. He's just saying it wasn't me, and the defense team also says the girl in the video, or the girl the prosecutors are pointing to, it wasn't her. You saw the tape. The jurors saw the tape. How does that defense work? What does the guy look like him?
The guy definitely looks like him. As you said, it wasn't me defense, which I'm calling the Shaggy defense after the popular reggae song. It definitely looks like R. Kelly. It's harder to tell if it looks like the girl in the video, obviously, because members of the press, members of the public, were not as familiar with what she looks like.
And, the effects of aging from, 13 to 23 is a lot bigger than from the age that R. Kelly was.
Yeah, and one thing that's actually come up is that the effects of aging from 12 to 14 are so huge, somebody can look very different.
The defense is saying one of the things reasons they're giving that shows that it's not R. Kelly on the tape is that the man on the tape doesn't have a mole on his back, and R. Kelly does. Will R. Kelly be showing his mole to the jury?
I really don't know. That would be a dramatic moment if that happens, and it would, maybe when the defense presents its case in the week to come. But that would be an exciting moment.
And is there any word that the prosecution has some mole expert or someone to talk about? Can a mole be surgically attached? Are they going to really debate the mole? Will that be a big point in this trial?
It seems like it's going to be. I mean, this tape, they're making a huge issue out of the fact that its provenance is really unknown. It showed up in the mailbox of a reporter from the Chicago Sun-Times. He doesn't know where it came from. It was bootlegged on the streets, every sort of urban center in America. And nobody really seems to know what generation of tape these are. And the defense is basically saying, who knows what could have happened to this tape? It could have been digitally altered. There could have been moles, added, removed. It could be people's heads on other people's bodies.
In fact, didn't the Wayans brothers somehow get introduced as evidence?
Yeah, so, and this is what I'm calling the little man defense. Sam Adam Jr., who's a very sort of charismatic, bombastic defense attorney, confronted the alleged victim's best friend in a very dramatic moment of testimony where he said, have you seen the Wayman brothers movie Little Man?
The Waymans.
The Wayman brothers? Yeah. He got their name a little wrong, but I don't know if they mind. And in this movie, Marlon Wayans' head is digitally attached to the body of a little person to not extremely realistic effect. So, the attorney was asking the best friend whether she found that to be a convincing, digital montage, and she said, "Not really. It wasn't the best moment for the defense."
Yeah, it's sort of like saying, "Did you see Jurassic Park? They can make dinosaurs. Why can't they make a fake R. Kelly?"
Right, and I wrote in my piece, it's like if you argued that, is it true that, in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, that the cartoon characters and the people, is that real?
Yeah. Did Gene Kelly dance with a mouse? How did the judge, set the scene, how the judge prepared the courtroom for introducing this tape, which is child pornography?
It is, yeah. So the judge's media liaison gathered us all together outside the courtroom and said, it was sort of a strange scene and a little bit tense, but he said that if we drew, and this was directed not just to the courtroom sketch artist, but to everyone, that if we drew depictions or sketches or doodles of what we saw on the screen, that we could potentially be creating child pornography. And it's just, you know, I wasn't expecting to hear that, but it's this weird situation because, you know, we're not supposed to be watching child pornography. Now, maybe the defense is saying it isn't because, you know, who knows, maybe the girl is over 18, but the prosecution is definitely saying it's child pornography. So it's sort of strange to be allowed, encouraged to watch it, you know?
Well, I hope we don't get too descriptive in our discussion, and that would open us up for some sort of prosecution.
I wouldn't worry too much about it. I don't think I'm going to get too graphic.
Well, I want to ask one last question. What have the atmospherics of the trial been like? A lot of R. Kelly fans showing up?
Yeah, you know, it's not like, say, the Michael Jackson trial, where he's got this sort of coalition of sign-waving weirdos, you know, no offense to Michael Jackson fans, but there's definitely a lot of excitement when he emerges from the courtroom, and, you know, you can't help but, you know, note the irony that it's all sort of young girls screaming for him and, you know, whipping out their camera phones and excitedly calling their friends when they catch a glimpse of him.
All right. Josh Levine is an associate editor at Slate. Thanks a lot, Josh.
Thank you.